thought about the calendar 50 years ago today. 112263. A haunting number for a haunting day. An event so familiar and yet so stripped of its bare facts that simply hearing that sound of an 8mm projector, for those who were alive 50 years ago, it brings back the pictures. Low-resolution pinks and greens, a car, crowds in Dallas, no sound. Then something is wrong. Then everything is wrong. The famous film eventually stops. But time has not.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Down a long 50-year corridor, 112263 becomes 112213. There had been three presidential assassinations before this one, but JFK was there and then gone, on camera and in real time. Everyone found out about it at nearly the same moment. Everyone experienced it in a collective national moment like none before.
We just have a report from our correspondent Dan, rather in Dallas, that he has confirmed that President Kennedy is dead. There is still no official confirmation of this, however. It's a report from our correspondent Dan Rather in Dallas, Texas.
My name's Jim. I live in Seacliff, New York. I was 17 years old at the time. I was leaving school. We heard about it on the street because everybody was buzzing about it. I got on a subway. I was very, very, very upset. And I remember a man looking over at me and saying, "Nothing's going to change." And in all the years since, I thought of that man. And I thought of how wrong he was.
What is there to say about this day? People in America have asked themselves for a half century where they were. And everyone knows where they were.
My name's Arlene from Portland, Oregon. I was an information operator at the telephone company the day that he died. And we were taking calls, and all of a sudden everybody looked up. There was no calls, and that never happens. Everybody just looked around, and then someone said, Kennedy was shot. Out of 17 years working there, it was the only time that ever happened.
A nation's breath stopped 50 years ago, and the world watched.
My name is Edith Miller. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas, but I'm from Scotland. And I remember as a child in elementary school, I was homesick that day from school. And I remember my mom brought in the wireless, as we had at that time. And even in Scotland, I remember hearing the message and crying. I mean, it was such an amazing thing.
Memories frozen in time, but time did not stand still.
I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The new president taking the oath of office there, who could not have been more different. He took over, Lyndon Johnson. Time moving on seemed the strangest of all to me. I was a first grader back in 1963, watching all of the grown-ups falling apart, crying and hugging each other, staring at televisions for days. On the 24th, we were in my basement. My grandmother Hockenberry was with us folding laundry. My parents revered JFK, but my grandma, on the other hand, was an anti-Catholic, Democrat hater, openly intolerant, racist. She would tell us that she believed the Catholics had guns in their basements, preparing for some kind of war. We were watching the old smelly black and white TV. They were bringing Oswald into the police station in Dallas. It was happening live, which I remember was amazing. My mother and I and my grandmother watching as if we were in someone else's dream. Oswald, right there, the guy who shot the president. I remember my grandma shaking her head and saying, "You know, I bet somebody is going to just shoot him." And then someone did. Jack Ruby fired off a bullet. Oswald died. Live, confusion, pandemonium, once again. My mother looked at my grandma, astonished. I thought she was psychic, but she was just thinking probably about all the armed Catholics she presumed were ready to go to war against anyone who would kill the first Catholic president. As a first grader, all this blended into the crazy dream. Everything had changed, was changing. Did my grandmother know Jack Ruby? Was a war about to start?
Hello, this is Jim Higgins calling from Eugene, Oregon. The day that JFK was shot was my first day as a draftee in the Army. I was standing outside the barbershop waiting for a haircut. Somebody came out and said that the president had been shot. Ended up in the barbershop watching that while I got my first buzz cut in the Army. I thought we were going to war with somebody.
The caisson turns at the spot where Delaware Avenue, Constitution Avenue, and Pennsylvania Avenue comes together.
The memories and fears from that day are so blunt, they're almost without meaning. John Jr.'s salute of the coffin of his daddy. The images of the horses they used to move the coffin down the streets of Washington, D.C. The hundreds of thousands who came to file by the body. The music they played the day of the funeral. An unfamiliar new president trying to console a nation.
My fellow Americans, all I have, I would have given gladly not to be standing here today.
Hi, this is Ruth from Fort Worth, Texas. I was taking the Constitution test given to all eighth graders. I was on question 98, which read, "Name the order of succession to the presidency of the United States." To this day, I can't do it. It hurt me so deeply. I still can't answer that question.
From 12:30 p.m. on November 22nd in Dallas until the end of the day on the 25th, all around the world, a collective national moment for a nation that didn't know itself very well as a new superpower, united suddenly by these new electronic media, a nation with a future no longer Camelot and with a past that had never been anything like Camelot.
George Robson from Petoskey, Michigan. And on the day of the assassination, I was in the eighth grade in a Catholic school. And Mr. Gunderson, our teacher, said, "President Kennedy's been shot." And it's the first and only time in my life that the air was completely expelled out of my lungs, just like somebody had punched me in the gut.
We can wonder about the punch this nation took 50 years ago, but we can't know much about what might have been. There might have been no Vietnam War.
The Viet Cong simultaneously attacked just about every major city and town in South Vietnam.
We've had two prolonged wars since that one. The attacks in 2001, which may be the closest thing in living memory to JFK's death, was all of that inevitable? Would Kennedy have kept any of it from happening? In the end, the meaning, like the soundtrack, falls away. Only images of something now far away. A number, 112263. Americans ask themselves where they were 50 years ago. The harder question is, where have we been these past 50 years? We're still working on that one. Thanks so much for listening today. Share your memories of that day 50 years ago, where you were, how you and your family reacted, recovered. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to facebook.com/The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.